This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Early results in Zimbabwe's national election are trickling in, but the longer the delay of the eventual overall count, the deeper the suspicion. And Zimbabwe's main opposition party has warned it will not accept the outcome of Saturday's presidential election if Robert Mugabe is declared the winner. A senior official of the Movement for Democratic Change said his party had clearly won the vote. He accused the government of trying to rig the result in favor of Mugabe. Here's NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton.
So far, Zimbabwe's Election Commission has released piecemeal results only of the parliamentary vote. Opposition spokesman Tendai Biti says dragging out the process means President Robert Mugabe's government is manipulating the vote. But Deputy Information Minister Bright Matonga said the election was a close-run competition.
A very tight contest, very tight, two times better. We're all waiting anxiously to hear the final results.
Ordinary Zimbabweans want to know why this is taking so long.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reporting. President Bush paid a visit to Ukraine today and spoke out in support of that country's possible NATO membership. He praised Ukraine's steps towards democracy as a sign that it's ready to join the alliance. Russia opposes that idea, though, but Bush said Moscow shouldn't be able to block that move. He also said he's still trying to work through differences with Russia on another matter, U.S. plans to build a missile defense system using bases in Poland and the Czech Republic.
Obviously, we've got work to do to convince the president and people around him that the missile defense system is not aimed at Russia.
Bush is to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin at the end of this trip, hoping to put that relationship on better footing for their successors. More signs of shaky times in global financial markets. Chairman of UBS, the largest Swiss bank, is stepping down amid news that the bank will write down another $19 billion. The bank says the write-down is related to U.S. real estate loans and assets. The write-down will result in a first-quarter loss of nearly $12 billion. Meantime, Wall Street's Lehman Brothers has released $3 billion in an effort to quell fears about its possible sale. The firm raised the money by selling new convertible preferred shares. The nation's fourth largest securities firm was thought to be in jeopardy following the near collapse of Bear Stearns 2 weeks ago. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Bush should consider boycotting the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games to protest China's human rights record. Yesterday, more than 1,500 Tibetan refugees gathered in front of the White House to call for the boycott. The demonstrators were also there to protest China's recent crackdown on protests in their home country. President Bush has said he plans to meet with China's president during a trip to the Games, but he hasn't elaborated on what issues he might bring up. Other world leaders are also debating whether or not to attend the Games. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said she'll skip the Games altogether, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy is considering not attending the opening ceremonies. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.